Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We're to love our brothers and sisters in Christ no matter what, even those who have left us. Brotherly love is not just a feeling of benevolence, but it is a caring commitment toward other believers. Where brotherly love is present, resent, anger, and animosity is easily quelled. And I got a new Bible, and I'm having a hard time finding my old Bible. I can flip right to it, and these pages are still sticking together. Over the time, I guess I'll be able to get through it. But anyway, Ephesians chapter 4, we read these words. Let all bitterness and wrath, anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And he's talking to believers. Let brotherly love continue. And then he says this, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Now, I think I'm talking to the right people this morning. As believers, sometimes we have a hard time of forgiving others. But remember, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you, we need to forgive others. Let brotherly love continue. And if we do, well, resentment, anger, animosity is easily quelled. Brotherly love, it stirs up compassion and encourages acts of kindness. In 1 John chapter number 3, verse 17, we read these words. But whosoever hath this world's good, let me back up. Verse number 15. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God. Because he laid down his life for us, we ought to lay down our lives for our brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeing his brother hath need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? So when we have this kind of love, it stirs up compassion and encourages acts of kindness to those in need. And of course, this season of giving and Christmas season, we tend to give more. But this should be an everyday thing, that we show acts of kindness for those in need. It shows that we are his disciples in John 13:35. By this shall all men know that you're my disciple. How? Well, if you go to church, if you do good things. No, if you have love one for another. By this shall all men know if you're my disciples, if you have love one for another. So again, that thought about let brotherly love continue. Again, I'm looking out over the congregation and I'm talking to the right people because I'm talking to myself. It's difficult sometimes. It really is. Discernment is difficult, even as loving other believers, because of what they've done to us, has said to us, has hurt our feelings, and we throw up our... Do you know what I'm talking about? Or I'm the only one like that. But we have to be reminded by God's word. By this shall all men know that you're my disciple, if you have love one for another. Which means when we go home this morning, don't be talking about your preacher, unless it's good. All right? And when you're around other people, don't be talking about bad, are y'all following? Once in a while I do marriage counseling. I hadn't had it for a while because all y'all are happily married, okay? But I would tell, Eric's the only happily married one here. Okay. I would tell the husband and the spouse, tell your spouse the good things and tell God the bad things. We tend, when we get in a fuss, you bring all the bad things up about your spouse. Well, yeah, right, right, right. Tell God the bad things and tell your spouse the good things. Why? You let brotherly love continue. It will cover love. This kind of love will cover a multitude of sins. I've already mentioned that in 1 Peter 4:8. Romans chapter number 12. Again, forgive me for having to flip through here. Verse number 10. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. Man, that's powerful. in honor, preferring one another. Think more highly of them than you do yourself. The word honoring is placing in a position. We honor God. We place him in his proper position. That's what this word, in honor, preferring one another, putting them ahead of us. Again, let brotherly love continue. And then one other verse I have, 1 Thessalonians. 1 and 2 Thessalonians 4:9. But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. There is so much written in God's word about loving one another as brothers. Why is it there time and time and time and time again? All kinds of passages it talks about loving one. Why is it there? Could it be that we're just so hard-headed and we need to be reminded to love one another? Because in our flesh, we want to do just the opposite, you know, and push them away if they don't agree with us or something happens, we push them away. But time and time and time, he's talking to us as believers that we're to love one another. And that's why he says here in verse number 1, let brotherly love continue. And then he says this in verse number 2. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers. Where there is, again, this goes together. Where there is Christian love, there is going to be hospitality. Hospitality. In other words, don't forget that phrase about be not forgetful. It means don't neglect your brothers and sisters. Of course, it includes everybody, but specifically he's talking about brotherly love, those in God's family. He said, don't be in a position where you no longer care. Ooh, that's powerful. Do we ever get in a position where we just don't care anymore? That's what he said here. Let brotherly love continue, and with the same thought, be not forgetful. Bring it to mind. No, don't have that attitude of no longer caring. Don't neglect others. And then he goes to entertain strangers. The word entertain strangers literally means to be hospitable and welcoming. Of course, the word strangers means those who are not part of your family, whether it's immediate family or your church family, those who are strangers, you don't know them, okay? He says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers. Now, in Paul's days in the ancient world, inns, I-N-N-S, were notorious for immorality and other problems there. And so it was important for believers who were traveling to find homes that were open from other believers. They would welcome them in to their home, even though they don't know them. Even though they're strangers from a different land, but they know Christ. And he said that, it was common practice for them to welcome them into their home and provide for them for a day or two. Now, it was their practice. They didn't stay a while. They were traveling. They didn't take up residence there. In other words, you didn't have to take care of them for weeks and weeks and weeks. The idea, they're moving through. They're traveling through. Okay. And that's what he's saying here, that it's important for traveling Christians to find open homes from other Christians. In Romans chapter number 12, verse number 13, we read these words, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. We, and I say we, have lost that gift of hospitality. Used to, we would welcome people into our homes. But over the past couple of years, because of, I'm not going to say that word, we became isolated. We would isolate ourselves and isolate others. Before, we'd be hospitable and invite people over and all. And then all of a sudden, the past few years, we've shut other people off and down. I'm talking other believers now.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us for our annual World Mission Conference from January the 22nd through the 26th. That's Monday through Friday, the 22nd through the 26th at 7 p.m. each evening. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Is our prayer.